Hearts in Atlantis, Disc 9.
Len's car was a Buick. Big, long, and new. Vulgar, but not low. Just a car. The two of them rode to the sound of dance band music from the 40s. Len spoke only once during the trip to Harwich. "Don't you go tuning that to no rock and roll. I have to listen to enough of that shit at work." They drove past the Asher Empire, and Bobby saw it was a life-sized cardboard cutout of Brigitte Bardot standing to the left of the ticket booth. He glanced at it without very much interest. He felt too old for BB now. They turned off Asher. The Buick slipped down Broad Street Hill like a whisper behind a cupped hand. Bobby pointed out his building. Now the apartment was lit up all right. Every light was blazing. Bobby looked at the clock on the Buick's dashboard and saw it was almost 11 p.m. As the Buick pulled to the curb, Len Files found his tongue again. Who were they, kid? Who were those gonifs? Bobby almost grinned. It reminded him of how at the end of almost every Lone Ranger episode, someone said, "Who was that masked man?" "Low men," he told Len. "Low men in yellow coats. I wouldn't want to be your pal right now." "No," Bobby said. A shudder shook through him like a gust of wind. "Me neither. Thanks for the ride." "Don't mention it. Just stay the fuck clear of my felts and greens from now on. You're banned for life." The Buick, a boat, a Detroit cabin cruiser, but not low, drew away. Bobby watched as it turned into a driveway across the street and then headed back up the hill past Carol's building. When it had disappeared around the corner, Bobby looked up at the stars. Stacked billions. A spilled bridge of light. Stars and more stars beyond them, spinning in the black. "There is a tower," he thought. "It holds everything together. There are beams that protect it somehow. There is a crimson king. And breakers working to destroy the beams. Not because the breakers want to, but because it wants them to, the Crimson King." Was Ted back among the rest of the breakers yet? Bobby wondered, back and pulling his oar. "I'm sorry," he thought, starting up the walk to the porch. He remembered sitting there with Ted reading to him from the newspaper, just a couple of guys. "I wanted to go with you, but I couldn't. In the end, I couldn't.